Blog Talk Radio.
It's yours, no care.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining on tonight. There was Extravagant by Stephanie Gretzinger. With that being said, thank you, everybody, for joining us on tonight. Of course, this is Faith on the Line, Prolific Fire Ministries, honored to present to you Faith on the Line with Prophetess Pate. The next portion here will be that of hers. But before I put her on the line, if you're listening to me, you need to know that you still have time to call in for prayer. If you're online and you're listening, if you need prayer, that's right, you still have time. Just call 347-426-3782. Again, the number is 347-426-3782, and we will be glad to pray with you. With that being said, Prophetess Pate on the air.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to Faith on the Line. Thank you, Prophetess Stacy. I would like to thank and praise God for Faith on the Line on tonight, and thank and praise God that for those that you all that joined us on the phone line, those that you all that joined us on Instagram. I thank and praise God for Faith on the Line, because this is a line about talking about faith. I thank and praise God for faith. In Hebrews 1, it says faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I thank and praise God for faith. And I thank and praise God that I walk in faith. I know faith. I live faith. And I thank God for being a faith warrior. I thank and praise God also that God tells us that we walk by faith and not by sight. I thank and praise God for you all on tonight. And I thank and praise God for faith carry me, faith heal me, faith deliver me, faith even saw me through hard times and challenges. There was challenging time, there was hard times, and I thank and praise God for faith taking me through all of that. But doing faith, sometimes, how many of you all know that we have to suffer some things? We have to suffer some things. We have to wait it out. Faith sometimes, faith don't come right then and there, but that don't mean that you don't trust God. You still have faith. And I thank and praise God for faith. And if we have any newcomers on Instagram and we have any new on the phone line, I thank and praise God for you all and let you all know this is a line of faith and connected to Prolific Fire Ministries. So if you call each one of these ministries, you will get the word, you will get prayer, you will even get encouragement, you will even get, if you need counseling, you will even get that. And I thank and praise God for the woman of God that she all has a, that she, Prolific Fire has a wonderful website page where you can go on Prolific Fire website. Also, we have a Prolific Fire comes on Monday night, and it's 9 and 8 and 7 cents. She will put it on the stream to let you all know. And also, we have a 5 minutes of focus where she goes in on Sunday and she posts the 5 minutes of focus where it begins, and it begins to give you encouragement. It begins to give you strength. It begins to make your week go right. And I thank and praise God for that. And also, I thank and praise God that you all will join in on her on Monday night. Listen to Prophetess Stacy. You will have a word that will bring changes to your life, will bring total deliverance, also will be set free. I thank and praise God that we don't operate off of man. We operate off of God. Because man can leave you, and they can leave you for, and God can keep you, and he can keep you for a long time. I thank and praise God that God is the peace. He is author of our life, and we thank and praise God for it. And this is a line that when we pray and we believe God to do whatever we pray. There's I thank and praise God, and we join back here on Faith on the Line on Friday, it's about 7 o'clock. And so I will ask you all to join my sister on from the Bible, and I thank and praise God. We'll share a little bit of testimony, how God has truly been good, how God has truly worked things out for us, how God truly, I want to thank and praise God that God has truly been totally a miracle working God in my life, in my daughter's life, and as well in my husband's life. But I thank and praise God that I'm a mother of two. I have a husband who I've been married to for 18 years, and that was God. The enemy tried to break us. He tried to break us, and I thank and praise God for making us whole again. I thank and praise God for the miracle how I have a daughter that been my 15-year-old daughter who has had over 30 some surgeries, and there was a doctor was saying she couldn't, she wouldn't, she won't, she's not, but neither one of those brought her through. It was faith that gave her. She can walk, she can talk. She's an A and B student, and I thank and praise God for that. Because if it not had been for God, if it would not have been for faith, where would she be? And I thank and praise God that I also have an oldest daughter who I lost, sat there on the table, seeing her life just fade away from her, wasn't breathing, was just laying there without nothing, oxygen or anything to her body. They told me she was okay, she was well, but no, she had them pads. They worked on her about 45 minutes. They told me to move out the room. Everything was well, but it was not well, and I knew it. But God told me he was going to give her back to me. 45 minutes came by, and God began to restore life back into her body. So I know faith. I know, and I live it. And I give God the praise and the honor. So maybe somebody out there believing God to heal you, it's already done. It just has to manifest. Maybe somebody out there believing God to raise your loved one up off of a deathbed, he can do it. He did it for Lazarus. He did it for me. And I thank and praise God and many more out there. So before I pray, let's join our faith together. I wanted to share that little testimony. I wanted to let you all know that God is a miracle-working God. And I thank and praise God for that. And before I pray on tonight, I want you all to continue to believe that God will do whatever you ask for him to do. But trust him, believe him, and most of all, let him lead you. We have to learn to have an ear to hear from God, because without an ear to hear from God, how would you know? I thank and praise God. So I thank and praise God that I am a woman of God and I am a prophetess from here. I don't just prophesy off of my head. I prophesy what God gives me to say. We have so many out there that's prophesying and that's prophesying to people just because they have a name, prophets behind they name, but that's not me. I only can prophesy when God gives it to me, because that makes me, I have to do what he say do, not man say do. So I love everyone that's joining and tuning in. And I thank and praise God for everything. So now as I get ready to pray, I ask God to, whatever is going on with you, whatever that you're believing God for, whatever you need healing for, just trust and believe. And like I said, have faith. The Bible says if we just have faith, just a grain of a mustard seed, He will be able to, that's just a little seed, and if that's all you need, just a little faith, and God will turn that faith into bigger. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you on tonight. I thank you, Father God, for being so good to us. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, because, Lord God, you are the reason that we are here today. Father God, I even thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I ask you, God, in your name, that you will forgive us for any sin, God, that we committed, God, this day. Our omitting was not of you, God. Forgive us, God, for all of those things that we have sinned against you. Father God, I thank you for your presence on today. I thank you for your love on today. I thank you for grace. I thank you for mercy. And I thank you for favor. God, it was favor, God, that took us throughout today. I even thank you, God, for your protection, God. Thank you, God. Lord, I ask you, God, even now, that you would touch on the phone lines, God, in touch right now, that you would touch on Instagram right now, God. And even, Lord God, I ask you, Lord God, to touch on Periscope, Lord God. We're not able to get on, but touch them anyway, God. Put your hand of mercy upon them. In touch right now. Whatever they believe in, whatever they touching and agreeing with, God, right now, God. Lord, I ask you to grant their request, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you even now, God. I thank you, Lord God, for being a healer for someone, God, that needs you to be a healer, God. Thank you for healing them, God, from all things that's not of you. Thank you for healing that disease, God. Thank you for healing that back problem, God. Thank you for healing, Lord God, arthritis. Thank you for healing, Lord God, cancer. Thank you for healing, Lord God, that brain disease, that blood disease. God, I thank you, Lord God, for healing that hip replacement, God. Lord, touch right now and heal. I thank you for raising that person up off the bed that the doctor hasn't given up, God. And, Lord, we decree and declare healing has already manifested itself, God. Raise them up in the name of Jesus like you did Lazarus, God. And you told him to come forward, God, and he began to come forward. And, Father God, I even thank you, Lord God, for healing their mind, God. Lord, look up on, Lord God. Lord God, look up on bipolar, God. Lord God, we ask for sound mind, God. We ask for, Lord God, that you would give them a sound mind for schizophrenic, God. We thank you, Lord God, for, Lord God, even, Lord God, dimension, God. Touch right now. Touch my mother. Touch my father-in-law. Touch even those that out there that's listening on Instagram, even on the phone line. Touch whatever is bothering our mind. Maybe somebody dealing with depression and oppression. Maybe you dealing with peer pressure. We declare healing right now. The word say healing is the bread. I thank and praise God for the healing. It was already healed when he went to the cross. Thank and praise God for healing right now to our mind, to our bodies. Thank you, God. Lord, touch every disease, God, that's not like you. But your word say in Psalm 103:3 that you heal all diseases. And, God, we thank you even now. Father God, I even ask you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we bind up every, Lord, confused spirit right now, God. We bind up, God, even, Lord God, Lord, we bind it up, Lord God, right now. We bind up, God's generation, the curse right now. That curse that's spoken over you, it shall not prosper. It will not prosper. We come against that curse in your family. You don't have to be like what mama is. You don't have to be like what father is. You don't have to be like where you come from. We ask God to raise you up. We ask God to break that cycle of generational curse right now. We bind it and we send it back to hell right now that it will not prosper. I thank and praise God that God is binding and loosing all stronghold right now that's holding you from him, that's holding you from that child, that's holding you from being that wife or that husband that you are supposed to be. We ask God to look upon that financial situation that you will, God, will be able to meet every need, every financial need, every home closure, every, Lord God, we ask you to look upon every car note that need to be paid, Lord, every rent, God, Lord, every light bill, God, every, Lord, one that needs food, God. We declare that a financial blessing will be able to come in your bank account, in your purse, in your wallet, in the name of Jesus, in your mailbox, God said, just believe it and trust in him. We come against those things that causing you to sin against him, that causing you to not act right, that's causing you. We come against lying spirits. We come against these things right now. We come against homosexuality right now in the name of Jesus. We come against bipolar. We come against game balance in our school. We come against drugs. We come against bullying. We come against being a, Lord God, we come against being a follower. And Lord, let them become a leader, God. We come against peer pressure that's on our children. We come against, Lord God, we come against these things that's causing our children to be what you did not call them to be. We come against gang violence. We come against, Lord God, gun violence. In the name of Jesus, we come against these things, God, that's not like you. Even the teachers, that they will not provoke our children into wrath. We come against it right now because God's word said whatever we ask in his name, he will do it in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you because you're so worthy and you're so worthy of the praise. I thank and praise you, God, for being who you are and what you are to us, God. I thank you for being the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I thank you, Father. I thank you for being the first and the last in my life. I thank you, God, for being a friend. I thank you, God, for being a father. I thank you, Father God, for being a mother for those that don't know how to be a mother, to be a wife. Teach them, God, how to be a wife. Teach them how to be a husband. Lord, men marriage back together, God. That stupendous spirit, that confusion, that spirit that caused them to separate, God, we ask you to join them back together, Lord God. For your word say that I join together. Let no man put us under. Father God, we come against that thing that causes them to stay away from you. Lord, you be their counselor, God. Lord, you be their counselor, God. You be it, God, in the name of Jesus. No counselor better than you, God. Lord, you be the marriage counselor, God. Lord, you teach us your will and your way. God, we thank you even now because your word said it. Lord, I even thank you, Lord God, for those that are strayed away, God. Bring them back. Bring them back like you did the prodigal son. One God strayed away, but he come back. Bring them back home, that boy, that girl, that sister, that brother, that niece, that nephew, that uncle, their auntie. Look up on them and bring them back safely, God. Lord, we bind it, Lord, alcohol. We bind that drug that's, Lord, attached to them. All strong hope, God, we cast it in the pits of hell from which it came from. We bind it in the name of Jesus that it will not travail, that it will not break them, that it will not make them, but, Lord, that they will become delivered and healed and set free. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. The glory to your name. Prophet Stacy, if we have any on the phone line, you can now be able to open up the prayer line and see if anyone needs to be prayed for.
On tonight, there are no live prayer requests, so you can continue.
Thank you, Prophet Stacy, and we thank God for those that weren't able to call in, but we still pray that we was able to say and may hoping we hit on things that you needed, that you was praying for. And on Instagram, thank God for you. As I would say, my name is Prophet Tate, and I am a faith walker, and I am a woman of God. And I trust and believe that God will do just what he said. Thank God for delivered fire again. Let's tune in on Monday night again. And let's join in and see my sister. She's on Periscope. She's on Instagram. She's on Facebook. We thank and praise God. Blog Talk. Thank and praise God. iTunes. Delivered fire is a ministry. It's everywhere. It reached all over the world, and we thank and praise God for it. So if it had blessed you, she even thank and praise God for it. She even sent out emails, encouragement emails. It will bless your soul. So join me back on next Friday with Faith on the Line again, same time, same place. Thank you, praise God, for all of you all that tuned in, all of you all that listening. And it's okay if I don't have a whole lot to join in because it was very few that was with Jesus, but they didn't stay either. So until next time, have an encouragement again. Trust God, believe God, walk in God, and most of all, take God with you everywhere you go. In Jesus' name, I pray. God bless you. Till next Friday, meet me back here. Same time, same place. God bless you.